Zone One.
The closest demons gibbered in a twisted parody of laughter, edging closer to their master and his chosen prey. Drago did not move.
I may not be the one you speak of, but I shall open the way for him to follow.
Divine prophecy, or wishful thinking?
The Death Lord inclined his head, as though considering the difference between the two.
You seek to confront me, to bind me to the mortal plane. 7 times 7. Let us be about it then. Speak your hollow rituals and empty words of power.
Behind his visor, Drago narrowed his eyes.
I name you as Mortarion, fallen Primarch of the 14th Legion, Master of the Death Guard. You are the Dread Liberator of Barbarus. You are the Reaper and the Traveler, the Death Lord and the Pale King. You are...
Titles. Titles and epithets conjured from the minds of lesser beings to venerate or denigrate. They would know me only by what I had done, or what they feared I might do. The sycophant and the subjugated, ally and enemy alike. Who are they to seek to bind me with such paltry, mortal words?
He raised an immense, gauntleted hand and pointed at Drago.
Who? Indeed. Are you?
Only a few hours earlier, it had seemed as though the apocalypse of ancient legend was finally at hand. After months of famine and pestilence that had racked the human population of this once verdant world and turned them against one another, those left alive had cried out for the merciful release of death. In the war that followed, such horrors as defied mortal comprehension were unleashed into the material realm, and the dead rose to walk the land once more beneath swarms of buzzing, bloated carrion flies. Drago knew not whether this had all been part of the Death Lord's grand design from the beginning, or whether he had merely seized upon a nascent opportunity as it presented itself in this far-flung corner of the Imperium. Drago knew only that this went beyond even the concerns of the Conclave Diabolus. This was no mere demon seeking to expand his influence or curry favor with his patron god. Mortarion had come to Cornovin himself, at the head of a vast plague horde. Not lightly would one such as he venture forth from the Eye. Once a noble Primarch, son of the Emperor of Mankind, he now towered over his foul minions upon the field of battle and strode onwards with grim purpose. With each mighty swing, the corroded blade of his war scythe cleaved through his enemy's armor, flesh and bone with almost sickening ease. Most of the mortal defenders of this world had long since fallen like chaff before the demonic onslaught. And now time was running out as the Horde advanced upon the capital. Only the valiant Space Marines of the Grey Knights chapter stood against them, willing to sacrifice all in the name of this one final victory. Drago's every martial instinct cried out for him to abandon the southern quarter and order his warriors to strike at the Demon Primarch's elite cohorts instead, or even to redeploy his squads and support units just a few kilometers closer. But he would not. He would trust in the Supreme Grandmaster's vision. Drago spun on his heel with surprising agility for one clad in heavy Terminator plate, and struck down another putrid demonic revenant with his blade.